Okay, let's begin our discussion of tonight's topic, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. This came up, even though we're in Maseches Bechoros now, this came up on the last daf in Maseches Chulin on the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Mabez, where the Gemara discussed that it is impossible for one's chatzer to be kone something if they themselves would be usher to be kone that item at that time. Gemara said, "Kol hechi diihu mati zachi chatzir nami zachya. Kol hecha diihu lo mati zachi chatzir nami lo zachya le." Right, that was the discussion that we had in the context of Shiluach Hakan. If you're not allowed to take the eggs without sending away the mother, so maybe there won't be a kinyan chatzir in that case. So we said, especially if it's chatzir works midin shliach, which is according to one opinion in the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, so then that would be fit in. That's why the chatzir cannot do it because of ein shliach lidvar aveiros. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. At least part of it is a huge topic. We're going to talk about just part of it, a number of the different approaches of the Rishonim and Achronim, a couple of Nafkaminas, and we will go from there. Just to mention one thing that I'm not going to talk about is a topic of a separate shiur. We can have a whole shiur on it. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam has a unique sheet in Shlichus Dvar Aveira where he talks about what the exceptions are of Shlichus Dvar Aveira. The Gemara seems to have three exceptions to the rule in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, Tficho Mechira, and Shlichus Yad and Me'ila. And for some reason, the Rambam only says one of them. There's only one exception to the rule, and that's Me'ila. So we are not talking about that Rambam Shita that hopefully we'll have another chance to talk about at a later date. But we're going to talk about the concept in general. Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira. What does that mean? Kipshuto, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that one, if I make a shliach to do something that is an aveira, then I do not get the aveira, even though many things in life are subject to shlichus. I could get married through a shliach, I could sell something through a shliach, I can buy something, I can do many things through a shliach, but I cannot do an aveira through a shliach. If I send a shliach to do an aveira, he gets the aveira. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. There's no shliach for dvar aveira. He's himself. That is the principle. The question is, what exactly does that mean, and what is the reason for that principle? So there are at least two, but we will suggest also a third, based on other achronim, three ideas in the Rishonim for this principle. And again, the achronim flesh it out. If you have it on page number one, you have the sma. The Sma in Hilchos Shluchin in Choshen Mishpat, the Rama quotes the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and the Sma has a very specific svara. Chutz L'Dvar Aveira on the right side. First, the Sma quotes the line that the Gemara sometimes, not always, the line that the Gemara sometimes has along with Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Divrei Harav, the Divrei Atam, the Divrei Mishomin. If your Rebbe tells you something and your student tells you something, right? Who do you listen to? You always listen to the Rebbe. Right, so here, by Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, if the shliach, the mishaleach, the sender is telling me to do something, and Hashem is telling me not to do it, then who do I listen to? So we'll get back to the literal words of that, but that's the Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. But the Sma continues, which is important for us now. The Yachol HaMishaleach Lomar Savarti Shelo Yishma Li La'asoso. The mishaleach can say, I thought he wouldn't listen to me. That's why the Mishaleach is going to be potter. I told him to do it, but it's an Avira. So I was joking around. I didn't think he would do it. Lakach ein ha-Mishaleach chayiv. That's why the Mishaleach is not chayiv. In other words, what is the Sma telling me? The reason that ein shliach l'dvar aveira is because there's a good reason why the Mishaleach should be potter. He should be potter because he didn't think that the shliach would do it. The shliach did it? Okay, it's not my fault. I didn't think he would do it. So there's a chisaron in the chiyuv of the mishaleach. That's why the mishaleach is pater. That is number one. There's a me'iri in kiddushin and I give you in the second parak also that seems to point in the direction of the sma. It's not the mishaleach's fault. That is one idea. A second idea, maybe an opposite idea, flows from Tosfos. Tosfos in kiddushin, beginning there in the second parak on daf mem aleph amabez. Tosfos there on the bottom discusses the case that's brought up in the Gemara there of Me'ila. Me'ila benefiting illegally from something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. If you look right in the middle of a little more than halfway down in the Gemara, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Me'ila. Shliach shlo asa shlichuso. Let's say a shliach is told to do something. A mishaleach, a sender. Reuven gives Shimon money to buy something. And it happens to be, it's Beis HaMikdash money. It is Kedushas Damim. And he gives it to him. And then Shimon uses it and benefits with that money. So shliach shelo asa shlichu. So if the shliach did not follow the orders that he was supposed to follow, meaning the mishalach told him to buy barley and he bought apples, so shliach ma, then the shlichus is batel, and therefore the shliach is by himself, and therefore the shliach violates the isra me'ila. But asa shlichu. So, but if he did exactly what the mishalach told him to do, bal habayis ma'al, then the bal habayis, the mishalach is ma'al. So what does the Gemara say? Ki asa shlichuso, the bala bias miyamah. But what do you see? The Gemara says, if he did what he was supposed to do, like a regular good shliach, the bala bias, the mishalech is mawel. And the Gemara asks, amai, name ein shliach ledvar avera. Why do you say the mishalech violates? The Gemara says, that's an exception to the rule. You're right, mi'ila is one of the universally accepted exceptions to the rule of ein shliach ledvar avera. Good. Tosfos is bothered, what exactly is the case in mi'ila? Who knows that this money is based on Mikdash money, and who doesn't know? Because there are two issues working here. Number one, the shlichus of dvar avera. Number two, me'ila. We paskin, the Tosfos says that me'ila can only be violated b'shogeg. B'shogeg, that's when there's me'ila. Says Tosfos on the bottom, tema. Ha'al karkach ma'ir b'shogeg. It must be that there's some type of shogeg here. De'i b'mezid like a me'ila. De'in me'ila b'mezid. It must be that this is a case of shogeg. So if it's a case of shogeg, asks Tosfos, im kein, yesh liach ledvar avera. Then there should be shlichus ledvar avera. What does that mean? The mishaleach should get the avera. Why? De lo shayach lemeimar, divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomen. The svara of, you should have listened to your Rebbe instead of the student, you should have listened to Hashem instead of the mishaleach, isn't applicable here. Why? Kivachu shogeg, because the shliach had no idea that he was doing anything wrong. So what is Tosfos? Again, Tosfos explains what exactly the Metzias is. But what's the svar of Tosfos?
Could you say that the shaliach is kind of an onus? In other words, he's following the
word
of the
shaliach. Exactly. So exactly. So what's the root svar of Tosfos? How can you say the shaliach, in a regular case of shlichus dvar avera, it's his fault. It's the shaliach's fault. Because what is Tosfos saying? You can't say that here, that it's the shliach's fault that he's going to get the avera because he didn't know about it. Mashma, then in a regular case, what's the reason for the chiyuv of the shliach? Because he should have known better. He shouldn't have done it. It's his fault. So, if you contrast this svara of Tosfos, I think Tosfos explains, you can look at the continuation, what exactly the case is, but if you contrast Tosfos with the sma, the sma's svara of ein shliach ledvar avera, that the shliach has to get the avera, is because, well, the mishaleach didn't think he would do it. Explain, meaning the mishaleach has to be putter. The Tosfos is giving a different svara. Why is the shliach usually chayef? Because Tosfos here is saying he can't be chayef because he didn't know about it. Mashma, in a regular case, there's a good reason to make him chayef because he knew about it and he takes the words literally of divrei harav and divrei hatam, meaning he's the actual perpetrator, the shliach, and therefore, how could you transfer the sin onto someone else? Right? That is Tosfos. This is also the mentality of the svara, mentality of the question in the Shita L'Nod L'Mi. Shita L'Nod L'Mi is a Rishon on Kiddushin that we don't know who wrote it. So that's why it's called the Shita L'Nod L'Mi. So if you look at page number 3, the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, there also in Kiddushin, Bebez Bebez, asks on this case of Me'ila, V'yim Tomar, what's the whole Havamina? Yes, the Gemara answer that it's an exception to the rule. But the Shita L'Nod L'Mi is saying, even in the Havamina, why should we say that the Shliach is going to get the Avera? The Gemara is bothered by that. We should say that, no, he doesn't know about it. Meaning, the same type of svara, that it's not his fault. So how could we make him chayiv? Normally, it is his fault, and that's why we say he's chayiv. So that's the second svara. Again, number one, the sma, well, there's a good reason that the mishaleach should be putter. And on the other hand, Tosfos, and maybe this question of the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, there's a good reason why the shliach normally should be chayiv. But maybe there is a third idea. A third idea which maybe is alluded to in the answer of the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, and maybe even fleshed out in other Rishonim, and for sure in the Achronim. And that is, maybe we shouldn't focus on the Shliach or on the Mishaleach. The Sma focuses on the Mishaleach. The Tosfos focuses on the Shliach. Maybe we should focus on the Shlichus itself. Some actions, Some things aren't nitan l'shlichus. Some things you can't do through a shliach. For example, you can't do chalitza through a shliach. You can't do tefillin through a shliach. It's a Tosfos Rid, which also we're not going to talk about. Mitzvah shebegufo, tefillin, sukkah. You can't do that through a shliach. Why not? Because some things aren't given over, aren't... It just doesn't work with shlichus. Shlichus is a chiddush based on the pasuk, and certain items can be transferred through shlichus, and certain items can't be transferred through shlichus. So maybe one could suggest that averos aren't transferable. I'm not a bailim to do an avera, and therefore you can only transfer something. You can only make a shliach. This is what Tosfos says in Maseches Ksubos on Daf Ayin Dalet. Reb Chaim likes this Tosfos a lot. That there's a connection. I'll mention it now. That there is a. Let me just get it. I should have put it in the Makaris. If not, I'll edit right here. Tosfos Ksubos Daf Ayin Dalet says that, based on the Gemara, there is a connection between being able to make a shliach for something and being able to make a tenai, a condition on something. I can make a condition. I'll be married to you if it snows tomorrow. I can make a condition on marriage. I can also make a shliach on marriage. Why is that? The Gemara says they go together. Says Tosfos there, Ksubos Ayin Dalet. Why? Masvara yesh kan, asked Tosfos. V'yesh lomar tahaynu taima, dehoa v'hamaisa kol kach biyado, sheyocho l'kaimo al yedei shliach, svarahu, sheyehe kemochein biyado l'shevuye beitna'a. But if something is not so biyadcha, in your control, to make a shliach on it, so therefore you can't also make a tanai on it. Says Reb Chaim, you know what the Tosfos is saying? Bailus. You have to be bailim on the institution that you're talking about in order to make a shliach on it. So it could be that I'm not a bailim on averus. And therefore, I can. It's not subject to shlichus. Look at the line of the Shita L'Nod L'Mi. In the answer to his question, V'yesh lomar kol hecha dilo avi shliach mezid, hava amrina de shliach v'chayif. He's answering the case of Me'ila. What's the case under discussion? He says, if the shliach would be mezid, he would be chayif, we should say he's chayiv karban meila anyway, even if he's a shogeg. What do you mean he didn't know about it? No, you can't say the mishalayach is chayiv. Why? Debatzla toras shlichus bidvar avera. What does that line mean? Shlichus is butta when it comes to averus. He's not focusing on the mishalayach, he's not focusing on the shliach. It's butla when it comes to averus, butla toras shlichus. Beautiful lashon. Right? It's not subject to shlichus. That is a third idea, not focusing on the shliach or on the mishalayach. This also might be alluded to in the, how we can understand the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva says something very similar to the shita of Odulami. The Ritva there in Kiddushin, on the next page, page number 4, Shaini Hassan, the shliach der avera, darmina devayara, devitama devay shomin, pirish, taima ka amrinan shehu kein al rov. Most of the time you have this svara of divrei harav, the divrei hatalmud. But says the Ritva clearly, mihu, dina de oraisahu kedila kaman. The principle of ein shliach der avera is a principle even if the svara does not apply. Afilo echa de lesa lahai taima, kagon shehu shogeg. Even if somebody's a shogeg, still we're going to have the principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera. So what's his raya? His raya is a case that hopefully we'll talk about again a little later. The Gemara Bar Mitzia. What if a kohen makes a Yisrael a shliach to marry him a grusha? Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Issur d'oraisa. What if a kohen makes a Yisrael who can marry a grusha a shliach? So the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva. So what do we say in that case? Says the Ritva, there's this principle of Divrei Arav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Shom, it doesn't apply there, because the Yisrael, who is the Shliach, is Amitzuveh, and yet the Gemara applies the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Averos. It says the Ritva, you see, the principle applies even if the Svara doesn't apply. So therefore, is there a Svara? So you can say, Gzeiras HaKasev. But you might say, no, there's a more inclusive Svara, that even where the Svara doesn't apply, still one might say that it is not subject to shlichus because of what we discussed. Okay. Are there, again, this is a big topic, but just to mention some of the items on the list. Are there nafkaminas between the different approaches of shlichus l'dvar avera? Are there different approaches? So if you skip a couple of the pages, if you go to page It's like the seventh or eighth page, the ninth page. But it's it says page number one on the bottom, and that is the first afkamina. There's a shuva of the Tashbetz. It's quoted in the Ramah. Right here in Choshen Mishpat, the end of Simen Shin Pei Ches, says the Tashbetz. Mi sheshalach shliach lemasur. If somebody makes a masur, somebody who is basically muchsak to do averus, he makes him a shliach. Im ashliach huksak lasos chayiv hamishalcho. The ein lomar ein shliach ledvar avera hoel v'huksak bekach. Says the Ramah, quoting the Tashbetz. If the shliach is a muchsak avarian, I know he's a bal avera. I know he's going to do the avera. Then you don't say ein shliach ledvar avera. Right? Then the mishalach is going to get the avera. That's what the Ramah says. So let's think about this.
He still has free will.
That's true. Still has free will. But how sure is the mishalach? How confident is he that he's not going to listen? Mitzad the shliach, obviously he has a bechira. But mitzad the mishalach, one might say that it's not the usual case. And therefore, this is our first afkamina. If you say, like, the sma, this is beautiful. The sma says, what's the whole reason usually for ancient shliach of Avera? Well, I didn't think he would listen to me. I didn't think so. I didn't have full gemira's das. And therefore, in this case, well, you should have known that he's going to listen to you. And that's why the Ramah says, yesh shliach ledvar avera in this case. And the mishalach is going to get the avera. The shliach is going to get the avera too. But the question is the mishalach also going to get the avera? So that is this Ramah makes sense according to that. If you say, though, that the point is it's the shliach's fault, if that's the focus of ein shliach ledvar avera, it's the shliach's fault, so maybe you would say the svara, right? You say that here it's the shliach's fault too, so maybe only he should be chayiv. So according to both of those opinions, maybe you say yesh shliach ledvar avera. Mashenkin, if you say the third one that it's not subject to shlichus, you might say in this case ein shliach ledvar avera. Again, not all of these are muchrach, but it's definitely possible that this could be dependent on this issue. But I just forgot to mention. I wanted to mention the. We'll get back to it. But that's number one. The Tashbetz. Number two is just to mention what we said before. What if the shliach is b'shogeg? So if we say like the sma, that the sma holds, that is based on the fact that I didn't think he would do it, so here he's shogeg. So of course I had a thing. This is similar to muchsak, right? I know he's going to do it by muchsak, and shogeg, for the opposite reason, I know he's going to do it. So therefore, he used to say, yesh shliach ledvar avera, in the case of shogeg. Right, what about the other case? It's the shliach's fault. So again, it's not his fault, he's shogeg. So again, you just say, yesh shliach ledvar avera. According to both opinion number one and opinion number two. What about bailus, and what about not nitam for shlichus? So again, that could be the only one that we would still say, ein shliach ledvar avera. Because even if it's shogeg, you can't transfer averas. If he's doing an avera, it can't go back to you. Even though he is a shogeg. So we have the Tashbetz in the Ramah, and we have the case of shogeg. Next. So one might think that, you know, in all cases, there's going to be, for the approach number three, it's always going to be ein shliach ledvar avera. Let's see if we can find one that it cuts the other way. So far, we have the first two opinions. It's the mishaleach's. Mishaleach should have known better. Or it's the shliach's fault. Those usually say yesh shliach in these nafkaminas. And the last one is always ein shliach. Let's see if we can find one that says otherwise. Mishnah Lamelech. Next page. Mishnah Lamelech at the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Rotzeach. The Rambam here is discussing the Isser of Ritzicha. And the Mishnah Lamelech quotes a Maharit on the second column, where my arrow is, Yishlis topic. Question. I amrinon bi isura derabanan, ein shliach ledvar avera. What if it's an isa derabanan? Bi daraisa, you're not doing anything wrong. Isa derabanan. Do we say ein shliach ledvar avera by an isa derabanan? What's his lashon? Kiva demena Torah chashiv shliach, mi daraisa, chashiv shliach. And therefore, he should say, yesh shliach ledvar avera. He's a shliach under the Raisa level. O Dilma, or do I say, afilu l'mili d'rabanan? Dvar Avera Mikri. Even regarding a Drabbanan, it's still called a Dvar Avera. Vishayich Bey Divrei Harav. A Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen. You can still see that Svara of Divrei Harav. So, this is the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. And he quotes, he thinks it's a Rashi in Bava Kama, a couple of lines down, Dafnun Gimel, where Rashi says it's usher to be makalkel in Rishos HaRabim, and which proves that there is ain shlich v'raveira by Nisad Rabbanan. Okay, either way, it doesn't matter what the shitas are, but our issue is the issue itself. So you might say this issue has to do with the first Daf Be'in Shia that we ever had, about a year and a half ago, that June, the first year we had a Maseches Makis, and that is the issue of Drabbanans affecting Daraisis. We related that on Dav Beis and Maseches Makis, about Grusha ben Chalutza. Ben Chalutza is only Drabbanan. We spoke about the Arach Laner there and the Ritva there. But that is the first, we spoke many areas of in Halacha. You have to talk about Drabbanans affecting Daraisis. By mitzvahs, Drabbanan tells you how to make Kiddush. What happens if you violate, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, when they said they weren't allowed to? So there are many, many permutations of how Drabbanans affect Daraisis. So put this one on the list. Isser Drabbanan, do you apply Ein shliach l'dvar avera? Because after all, divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei, it still applies. We have the Hashem says we have to listen to the rabbanan also, lo sasur, or not. That's the Mishnah Melech safek. So let's think about it. Let's think about it. What do you think? If we say, let's go through each one. If we say that, well, I thought that he wouldn't do it. So what would you say in this case? So, pashtus, I still thought he wouldn't do it. Jews don't do the rabbanans either. So unless somebody is a muchzak rasha, I didn't think he would do it. So if you hold of approach number one like the sma, you should say ein shliach l'dvar avera. I didn't think he would do it, so the avera goes to the shliach. Number two, if we say it's the shliach's fault, so again we should say ein shliach l'dvar avera. It's the shliach's fault. He violated the drabanan. But if you say, now here's where it might cut the other way. If you say that, no, it's a question of a formal bittul shlichus, is something subject to shlichus or not, then one might say the opposite in this case. Ironically, because it's only asa derabanan, so daraisa, there's no avera here. So maybe the concept of shlichus can be chal on such a thing. If you say, again, that the rabbanas don't always translate into daraisas, so it could very well be that there can be shlichus. Right? That might even be meduyik in the language of the Mishnah Melech. What's the Mishnah Melech's lashon? He quotes the Marimat. You should have it in topic. If you say, ein shliach l'ravera, kiva demena Torah, chashiv shliach, do you say, ein shliach l'ravera, because minatori he is a shliach, or dilma, even by mildra rabbanan, it's still called an avera, and therefore, well, he means, yeah, he doesn't, he says, you don't say it. That's what he means to say. Meaning by, maybe the shliach, the mishaleach should get the avera, because this shlichus is nitan l'shlichus, or not. So that is the, so it could be. Again, it's not, again, like I said, it's not mukhra, but it could be that, according to the third approach of items and actions and institutions not being subject to shlichus, maybe this would be subject to shlichus, because it is only asur mi de rabban. Okay, so far we have, number one, muchzak l'dvar avera, number two, shogeg, number three, isur, isurei derabanan, next, number four, four out of five. I'm just going to have five ideas. Four out of five. What happens if the, what you are talking about, I'm going to go to the Ksos now, in Simon Kuf Hey. What happens if it's the, what you're talking about is an avera only for the shliach, and not for the mishaleach? It's an avera for the shliach and not the mishaleach. That's the question that the Ksos deals with. The Ksos assumes, as we're about to read, ein shliach l'dvar avera is only if it's an avera for both. So avera for both, then you say ein shliach l'dvar avera, and the shliach gets the avera. But if it's only an avera for the shliach, then the mishaleach can get, quote unquote, can be held accountable. He's not subject to the Avera in this case, but the Shliach is not going to get the Avera. Ironically, we'll see somebody who argues in a minute. But that is the Ksos's sheet. Look at the Ksos on the left side. Simon Kufhei. V'gam, afilu im haya Shliach osa Shliach b'shlichuso. Even if a Shliach osa Avera b'shlichuso, kivan dila mishaleach eino Avera, eino inyan l'shliach l'dvar Avera. Well, we'll see in a second. Dolo amrinan ein Shliach l'dvar Avera, Ella b'kohen to Amar li Yisrael. When do we say ein shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore the shliach is going to get the avera? Ella b'kohen to Amar li Yisrael. If the mishaleach is in the parsha of the Aveira, and Shliach is not. Like in the case where a Kohen tells a Yisrael to marry him a Grusha. Teve Kaddish Lisha Grusha. Da Aveira hu le Mishaleach. If it's also an Aveira to the Mishaleach, then we can say the principle of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. But if we say that it's an Aveira just to the Shliach, so it says no. And we'll see what his proof is in a second. We'll see the Stipler is going to say, doesn't make sense, it'd be just the opposite. If it's an Aveira for the Shliach only, then of course the Shliach should get the Aveira. But we'll see that in a second. What's the Ksosis Raya, though? What's his Raya that if it's an Aveira just for the Shliach, then there can be Shlichus? So he quotes a Gemara in Maseches Gittin. V'Raya and Atosis. V'Raya Lizemi Divrei Atosis Parakamet the Gittin Yud Beis Aman Aleph. Gabi Plukta D'Rabalazar V'Rabanan. V'Achlokat D'Rabalazar V'Rabanan B'Mishalikate Es Apeya. Somebody who's not supposed to take peya, peya is being left for the aniyim, somebody goes to take peya, va'amar zu leploni ani. If an usher goes and says, I'm taking this for so-and-so ani, so it's not fair to the other aniyim that are about to take it, he says, I'm being mizake this for an ani. So is that allowed? So, Rebbe Lazar, amar zacha. Yeah, it works. But it says you can be zocha for an ani. If that ani's not there. V'chachamim omrim, no. Yitznen ala ani anim sarishon. You gotta give it to the first ani that comes along. You can't be Zocha on his behalf. For Amrinan Sham B'Taima D'Rabbanan. The Gemara says, explains therefore, what's the sheet of the Rabbanan that it does not work? Mishum D'Chziv. Lo Tilakait La'ani Lo Tilkot La'ani. Right? Lo Tilakait La'ani V'Lager Tazov Osam is the Pasuk. So we dash and don't gather it for an Ani. Special Drasha. Drasha that you're not allowed to get it. An Ani has to get it himself. You can't have somebody who's Zochin on behalf of an Ani. That's the Gemara. Ans Tosfos there. He quotes the Ksos Tosfos, the Hikshu, but Tosfos. Tosfos says, 1 minute, we know there's a machlokes in the beginning of Maseches Temura about Kol Mada Amar Rachmana Lo Sevid, Iyavid Mahani Alo Mahani. There's a major machlokes there in the beginning of Temura. If the Torah tells you not to do something, and you do it anyway, is what you did effective or not? This comes up in many, many areas. A Kohen tries to marry a Grusha. The Torah says not allowed to do it, but it's effective. The Torah says that a person's not allowed to marry their sister. If they try to do it, it's not effective. The Torah says don't shecht on Shabbos. If you shecht on Shabbos, it is effective. The Torah says so sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. What's the rule? What's the rule and what are the exceptions? So there's a machlokas there. E oven mahani, if it does work, e oven lo mahani. So ask Tosfos, according to the opinion that says that if the Torah tells you not to do something, it works anyway. Kom adam rachman lo seved. Iyavin mahani. If you say that it works anyway, se'im kain liknihani. So according to that opinion, so here, what do the chachamim say? It's usher because there's an aveira, lo tilakit ani. You can't gather it for an ani. But says Tosfos, fine, the aveira was violated. But even according to the Rabbanan, the ani should get it. It should work. According to the opinion of Iyavin mahani. So why doesn't it work? Says the Tosfos. Now the Ksos starts talking. Asking a Kasha on Tosfos as Kasha. Again, Tosfos said, ask on the Gemara. Even according to the Rabbanan, they picked it up for the Ani. So they did something wrong. But still the Ani should get it. According to the Manda Amar Yavin Mahani. So now the Ksos asks on Tosfos. The Yafal Gav, Afagav always means implicit question. The Yafal Gav, the Hashliach Avra, Memer Derachmana. 1 second. It's as if, says the Ksos, in our case, that the Ani is the Mishaleach. Especially if you say Zechiah is connected to Shlichus, which is a separate topic. But let's say the Ani is like the Mishaleach for this guy. This guy is the Shliach. If he's doing, Tosfos says, of course it should work. Ask the Ksos, why should it work? This quote-unquote Shliach is doing an Aveira. And if he's doing an Aveira, we should say Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. And therefore, nothing relates back to the original Mishaleach. Tosfos says, of course it should go to the Ani, which is the Mishaleach in this case, because of Yavin Mahani. Ask the Ksos of Tosfos, what do you mean? Of course it shouldn't work, because of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira, the whole, this should be a whole Bito Shlichus. V'yafa gata Shliach Avar Amemer Derachmana, V'yibke Neima Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. Says Ksos, you know why you don't say there's a Bito Shlichus there? Because it's only an Aveira for the Shliach and not for the Mishaleach. That's my right, because the Ani, if he was here, he'd be able to pick up the Peya. But it's only an Aveira for this Ashir who's doing it on his behalf. Elavadai, Hecha, Dein, Ha'aveir, Lemishaleach, Ela, Leshliach, Binyin, Kazeh, Havei, Shlichus. Initially, you say, Yeshliach, Lever, Aveira, in these cases, Vizeh, Barur. That is the Ksos. Again, the Ksos Shita is, if it's an Aveira only for the Shliach, Yeshliach, Lidvar Aveira, that obviously the Mishaleach doesn't get an Aveira. He's not Mitzuvah in the Aveira. But the Shlichus works. the shlichus still exists. Yesh shliach ledvar aveira. That is the shita of the Ksos. Who argues? The Stipler. The Stipler in the Kilos Yaakov there quotes the Ksos and says, it should be just the opposite. What is the Ksos saying? That if it's an aveira for both, so then you could say, ein shliach ledvar aveira. That's a regular case. But if it's only an aveira for the shliach, then for sure the shliach does not get the aveira. What? If it's only for the shliach, of course you should get the aveira. He quotes the Ksos in Oz Beis here in Kedushin Sim Alamates. He says, "Vina Echshin Afarish Svaris Diber Rabbi Diber Talmud." Right, that's a Diber Mishomen. That's a long abbreviation. If you're not in the sugi, it's very hard to know. Near Bar Besvara, the Kivan to Keshuv Aveira LeMishaleach VeLo LeShliach Amrina and Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira LeMan Damar Yibay Avid VeYitzorach Shliach Bar Chiyuba VeChulu. And then he quotes Tosfos. Good. VeIm Kain, line 11. Kol Shekain VeKal VeChomer to Keshadavar Aveira LeShliach VeLo LeMishaleach. If it's only an aveira for the shliach, to shayach lomar divrei harav, divrei haTalmud, that it's shayach to say there, who should he have listened to? Divrei mishomin, shavadei savor hamishalech shliishma shliach lo. Of course, in that case, the shliach, the mishalech thinks the shliach is not going to listen. Kivetu aveira la shliach atzmo. The gamal la shliach shayach lomar the shlichuso batzla meacher shemusar hu alze ein lo taina. It's his fault. Achim bechsos achoshen hochiach proves the chladesh aveira inu alech kashu aveira mishalech. The Ksos proves otherwise. Aval heichlem shaleach rashay lasu davar zeh. If the mishaleach could do it, so then he quotes the Tosfos in Maseches Gittin Daf Yud-Beis to prove him right. So says the Stipler, I'm sorry, I don't like that raya, and I think it's wrong. Next column, adar tamuah mod lani as daiti. Did kol shekain kashu aviru la shliach to shaleach time of divrei av divrei Talmud? What's the Ksos talking about? So, how the Stifler gets out of that Raya is not for now, but let's take a step back for a minute. We have a Machlokas of the Gdolei HaChronim. If it's an Aveira just for the Shliach and not for the Mishaleach, is there Shlichus? So let's try to plug it into our Svaris. If you say like the Sma, that why is there a Shliach Dvar Aveira? Why do we usually say the Shliach gets the Aveira, not the Mishaleach? Because the Mishaleach can say, I didn't think he would do it. So, Lechora, you can say that here too. I didn't think he would do it. That's what the Stifler quotes that Svara. I didn't think he would do it. You should say, Ein shliach dvar aveira. If you say that the svari is, well, it's the shliach's fault. So, here too, it's the shliach's fault. So you should say, Ein shliach dvar aveira. But if you say, so that's the Ksos quotes both of those svaris. But what might the Ksos hold? Maybe the Ksos could hold approach number three. And that is, aveiras aren't given over for shlichus. And therefore, maybe one could say that's only if the Mishaleach is also included in the Aveira. Maybe if it's only the Shliach's Aveira, the Mitzad the Mishaleach is not doing anything wrong. Forgetting Lifnei Iver for now. But he's not doing anything wrong, and therefore, it can be transferred through Shlichus. And you would say there, Yei Shliach Levar Aveira. It goes back, the action goes back to the Mishaleach because it's Nitan Le Shlichus. Maybe that's a possibility why the Ksos says what he says. Again, interesting, the Stipler quotes both other Svaris, because according to both of them, right, the Ksos, the Stipler is correct. So maybe the Svar of the Ksos is the opposite. One last final point is, I just gave you two pages in Rav Schechter's notes from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik on Kiddushin, and he quotes a number of the Achronim, but there's a big discussion, just to paraphrase much of the Achronim, what does it mean, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, when we say Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, does that mean that there's a total hafka of the Shlichus? It's as if there's a disconnect. The Mishaleach and the Shliach have no connection, once we say Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Or do we say much less? We say, no, the Shlichus works, it's just the Aveira element. Doesn't work. That's a discussion. There's a question. What the svar is. I mean, if you look even at Rashi alludes to maybe one of his shitas. What does Rashi say? If you look back in Kiddush, look on the second page of the packet, page 2, when Ein Shliach Levar Aveira is quoted in Kiddush on Daf Membeis, Rashi says, right in the middle of the Amud, Ein Shliach Chashuv Shliach Ledvar Aveira Sheyischayev Sholcho. Right, the shliach is not called the shliach to be mechayev the sender. Ella hari hu ka'ose me'elav. That's a crucial line in Rashi. It's as if he's doing it himself, meaning the mishaleach is totally disconnected, says Rashi. Rashi, that right there, right? So, according to Rashi, there's a total hafka. But that might not be totally true. There's a Tosfos Bamatzia Daf Yud has 2 days about it. This came up very much in the time of the Nodabi Yehuda. Nodabi Yehuda, the Rav Salvatia quotes this at the bottom of page 15, the second to last page. Bimei Arav Nodabi Yehuda Ira Maisa Shegiri Shechar Etzishto Bakarcha Aidei Shliach. The Nodabi Yehuda had a case where a man sent his wife a get through a shliach by force. So we know in the past 1,000 years since Rabbeinu Gershom, one is not allowed to divorce the wife Balkarcho. So this is like the relates to that Issa Drabana Nafkamina that we said before. But you're not allowed to divorce your wife Balkarcho. So in this case, where the man didn't do it himself, he did it through a shliach, and the Nodabi Yehuda paskind that the Gershon was not chal at all, and if he still has to pay he's still married, he has to pay mizonos, vachulu, that's in Eben Ezer, Chelek, Simen Pei. Why? Because the Nodabi Yehuda felt there's a total hafkas hashlichus. And therefore, if the person tried to give a get bal karcho through a shliach, so there is no shlichus, because he's doing it about Veira, and therefore, there was no Gershon. So the Rav says on the bottom, he quotes from Reb Chaim, his grandfather, Acha gracha yomer das pisko shal Nodabi Yehuda, sha'af shehayosher imo, even though you're right, the guy is an idiot, the guy, the mishaleach, and he shouldn't have done it. And the yashrus is that they shouldn't be divorced, ain't ken ha'alacha. But mitzad ha'alacha, it's not correct. Why? Because only the avera element, Reb Chaim felt, is not transferred. But the shlichus is still chal. V'shorish pultasam hu bechlalad ain't shlichus levar avera. What does that mean? Iratz alomar, de'efshar lio shlichus alzeh. There can't be shlichus on this, and therefore it's total haftah. O de shaper, yeah, shlichus. We say there is. El di efshar la'acher lehischayiv machmas chaycheni. It's much more limited halacha. I can't be held accountable for your sin. Kitainis tuv yachata vizigud mingid. Right, the language of the Gemara in Makkos. But it's a very much more limited. Can't get your avera. But does the act work? So yeah, if there's a separate independent act separate from the avera, if we could separate the two, it would work. So again, this is the machlokes of Achronim. How do we, based on the Rishonim, I was to Rashi and Tosfos about Metziyat Daf Yud, how do we look at Ein Shliach Levar Aveira? Is that a total hafkos hashlichus, totally ruined, or do we say it's much more limited? So again, maybe, not machlokes, but maybe this is also connected. According to the Sma, well, I didn't think he would do it. So one might say that the Mishaleach did not have full Gemira's Das when it comes to Aveiras. I didn't think he would do it, Memela. There was never a shlichus here. So maybe that's, the Sma would say, total afka. I didn't think he would do it. I wasn't serious. If you say it's the shliach's fault, it's hard to know. I know it's the shliach's fault, so therefore, what should that affect that, you might say that it's the shliach's fault, therefore he should get the avera. That's not transferable, but the whatever else is involved in the shlichus should work. So maybe you can say the opposite way. But for sure, if you say, totally on bailus, you're not a bailim on averus, so then it could be just the avera shebo you're not a bailim on. But the rest of it, you're a bailim on. Like that case, the baal is a bailim to be megarish his wife, it's just the how he did it, he's not a bailim on. So does that integrate into the whole thing, or could you separate it? So it could very well be that you could separate it. Either way, that might be the behind the machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Nodabi Yehuda. Okay, just to summarize, we spent a little bit of time, there's a lot more, a little bit of time on the sugya of Ein Shliach Levar Aveira tonight. We spoke about 3 different ideas that might be behind it. Do we say it's because, why do we say Ein Shliach Levar Aveira and the Shliach's going to get the Aveira? Is it because the Mishlech did not think the Shliach would really do it, the Sma, or it's the Shliach's fault, he was the one that did the Aveira, the perpetrator should be the one that gets blamed, that's based on Tosfos in Kedushin Membeis, or 3, maybe based on the Shita L'Noda L'Mi, and other hints of the Rishonim, some actions you're not allowed to do through a Shliach, you're not a Bailim to do them, just like you can't make Tznoim, you can't make a Shliach on some things, Tavarim Shebegufo, right, so too by Aveiras, so those are the 3 ideas that we said. Maybe the nafkaminas could be shogeg, or if it's an issa derabanan, or if the shliach is a muchzak avera anyway, or what if the shliach is mechuyev in it and not the mishaleach, the stipler and the ksos. And finally, maybe how we look at whether there's a total bittel shlichus or there's only a bittel of the avera itself. And this was the last topic for relating to the last daf in Maseches Chulin. Next week we'll get to other topics relating to Maseches Bechoros.